D-Straight up in mobile.
And Dave, KO4HKX.
Is the cold starting to move in yet?
Come down a couple degrees up here in Travelers, that's where I'm at.
Are they, huh? You gonna be back here tomorrow?
Plan on being there tomorrow, and I'm done with TR. I'm heading down to Berea now.
That early? It's not even noon yet.
Unfortunately, this is about the normal time I get done with TR. Had several shops close up or lose employees where there's not as much to do up here.
You're going to have to go out and do some cold calling.
Getting to that point, that's for sure.
Our clouds headed up that way, up to the north. Dark, dark clouds.
Going through, I see blue sky and I see dark clouds right now, so it's still tail end of it rolling through.
A doctor's appointment. First time since I was 6 years old that I now officially have a doctor. A regular doctor, not, you know, a specialist. I just got out of there and it came out and the sun is shining. It was cloudy and dreary when I went in at 10:45, and now when I come out, the sun is out.
Dave, let me get out, jump out of here. I got a phone call, so I'll catch you here in a minute. KO4HKX, clear.
All right, I may be here, I may be in Lowe's. KO4HKX, W4DJW Mobile.
Morning, Dave. Patrick, this is your old TR. While you're there, see if you could pick up an artificial hip for Bernice, would you? I'm afraid I let her go through with this surgery, it's going to get expensive.
So you going to put it in?
Not too much on the side of blood.
That's French for me either.
shoot. Well, one more week and she'll get a new store-bought hip, so that's good.
And I hear the recovery's pretty quick on that stuff these days.
Well, they said, Tom, how many steps is it into your house? And I said, 3. They said, we'll bring 3 steps in the room, and as soon as she can walk up 3 steps, she can go home.
That's the way they told me when I was getting out after my bladder surgery. They said, as soon as you pee and it's clear, you're going home. I bet I drank a gallon of water that morning.
There several times, and sometimes they'll say number 2 before you leave, and wow, that's tough, depending on the surgery.
I officially have a doctor now. I've never had a doctor before since I was 6 years old, so I have officially entered the health care regiment. But it wasn't without a whole lot of pushback.
Well, now you can go down and get your eyes lasered, like I've told you all along, and you're the only thing I ever did in my life.
You do what?
I tried to get you to go down there to Clemson Eye and get your eyes fixed. And I told that lady the other day, I said, you just changed my whole life. I'd had glasses all my life. And was myopic. So now you've entered the healthcare system that you so evidently resent. So now you can just go add to it.
5 appointments, all the way out from now to March. I'm not gonna add to. I'm not gonna add any to that. But I guess when you go in the system, they start scheduling.
I just figure it's like, you know, I worked maintenance all my life, and so electrical, and I just figure it's preventative maintenance. Look at it from that aspect, and maybe they'll preemptive catch something, Dave.
Follow up on what my bladder doctor told me I needed to do, and I just haven't done it because I'm just trying to get rid of it. There was no sense in fixing anything else if that didn't work. Anyway, I'm here at Lowe's. I'll check to see if they have any replacement hips, but I kind of doubt it. If they do, you'll have to put them in. But anyway, I'll catch you on when I come out if you're still around. N0TR W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Thanks for the call. you do. That's Bernice with a piece of fudge in her mouth over here. My son-in-law's mom just brought us a dish of treats up here, which, as you well know, we're well stocked with those. But anyways, it was very nice of her. See you in a little bit, Dave, in 0TR clear.
Tom, Miss Bernice, KO4HKX.
I was just hollering at Bernice. Give me a text tomorrow and we'll give you all clear or not for eggs. She thinks she's going to have enough. They slowed down a tiny bit, but not too much yet. I feel like we're pretty lucky because most people, like my neighbor, they just quit for 4 months.
Well, I was going to tell you that I have been suffering from a little sinus issue, so I don't want to come in and give it to Miss Bernice and mess with her surgery. So if you just want to set them out on the porch, if it happens, I will grab them and swap out containers and we'll go on, okay?
Thanks for your consideration. We've had to go out to some places lately, and she says, I don't get around people. I'll stay away. But I don't want her to get sick because if she gets cold or something and they just won't do the surgery. I know. One time, oh, guys, 50 years ago, they made us, if he was... Even a chief petty officer had to, or master chief, senior chief, all the way up the line. If you left the hospital grounds, either before or after surgery, you had to have a pass, I guess you call it. I don't even remember because I'd always, once I made E5, I had watch standards of liberty, and I could come and go as I pleased and stand my watches just like a job. Standing out there in the rain and the cold, I caught cold, and so that caused them to put off my surgery, and they wanted to operate on my nose. I said, no, I have a narrowing of one of my nose passages, and I said, God made it that way, and you ain't touching it till I get over the cold.
Well, that's why I don't want to bring anything in there that will cause her to have to put off that new store-bought hip. I know she needs it. So I would prefer just to make the quick exchange and pleasantries through the door.
Yeah, Patrick. Yeah, that wind is now officially here, 12 to 18 miles an hour. And it was 60 a little while ago, and all at once it's 54, and it feels like 41.
I've been feeling the wind here for the last little bit, pushing the truck around.
All I got to do is look out the front window at those rose bushes and such, and man, they're joshing. I kind of wish I'd have went out and tended the chickens earlier. But I've been a slob and just sitting around, and old Bernice made us a sausage biscuit thing this morning. I had some cantaloupe and some grapefruit, half a grapefruit, and a piece of German nut roll that Bernice made, and a cup of coffee. So it's my own fault for not getting out there earlier.
I think I'd put it off any longer because it's supposed to get colder as the day goes on.
Absolutely correct. Oh, I'll have to wear a mask now, whereas I wouldn't have. I went out and dumped the rain gauge. We had about 5 inches of rain here, Patrick. I mean, a lot.
He had my APR speaking, gotcha.
I had 3 inches in the plain old rain gauge out in the front lawn there yesterday, and I had an inch and a half this morning, or a little better, so there's 4.5, and the weather station would have put it a little over 5 inches, so it's a lot more than they said at GSP, put it that way.
That's not surprising. I know on the message board I'm on this morning, one of the ladies up in just above Traveler's Rest, she said she had, I think, 4 inches up there.
But much is about, you know, where we stood.
And she's on a state gate, so I'd say it's pretty accurate.
This Accurite weather station to what I get in a common old rain gauge, and they're very close. Actually, the weather station read more yesterday than the plain old rain gauge. So I'm going to watch it very carefully in the future. It says right now we had 81 hundredths since midnight, and that's when it resets. But there was actually an inch and a half in that rain gauge out front, so at any rate, we got a whole lot of rain, there's no question about that. And it looked like a river out there past the chicken bin going down towards the timber.
Rain, I know yesterday evening on the way in, I paid attention to the rivers that are crossing creeks, and they were well within their banks. Well, this morning when I come through, they were right at the top of their banks. So much more rain. We'd had another flood event or high water event. It wouldn't have been a flood event yet, but we don't need any of those right now. But I have arrived at my next destination, so Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful day and enjoy it. And I will talk to you later today. KL4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Good to hear you, Patrick. And Lord help them, I hope this didn't hurt those folks up there that had that Helene damage. Take care and have a safe day. This is NZOTR.